message is given to us by Brother Levi.
今日是谈弟兄和我们宣讲。
And the title is To Love as Christ Loves.
像基督那样去爱。
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天的讲道的主题仍然都是活着就是基督。
Today's theme is still within a living in Christ.
我们的经文是来自约翰福音第十三章。
Today's scripture is taken from John chapter 13.
福音书不是日记簿啊。
The Gospels, the four Gospels are not a daily, not a diary.
它只是要记住一些最最重要的东
西。It is to write down and remind us very important things.
当时的纸是很贵的。
In those days, paper was very expensive.
这样我们在看福音书的时候，我们最深刻的印象就是耶稣基督他钉十字架前后发生的事。
When we read the four Gospels, the most important thing is that the things that occurred after Jesus was nailed on the cross.
其实约翰福音里面他记得最多最多就是其中一日所发生的事。
And in the Gospel of John, what John remembers or write about is one of the most important days in the life of Christ.
Just one day.
Just one day.
Yeah, 就是耶稣被卖那一夜。
It is the betrayal of Jesus on the night of his, on the night of his betrayal.
即是我们刚才领圣餐的时候，我们听到即是主的最后晚餐那一夜。
And just as we were taking the Lord's Supper, we were reminded that was the last supper of the disciples.
就是那一晚耶稣将要和他的门徒暂时分别。
It is that during that time, after the Lord's Supper, he will be separated from his disciples.
2025年有很多事发生。
In the year of 2025, many things have happened.
也都有离别的时刻。
And there are times of separation.
有一些日子有很多事发生在同一日，我们根本是记不到下来。
And there are things that occur, sometimes we don't even remember.
但我们心里面印象深刻。
But we have deep impressions of them in our hearts.
离别的时候也都有很多劝勉的话，祝福的话。
Many, during separation, there are many words of comforting and a blessing.
咁耶稣亦都喺呢一个地方，佢有一啲话要同门徒讲。
And here in the scripture, Jesus is telling words to his disciples.
约翰福音十三章至到十七章。
In John chapter 13 to 17.
就有呢几章入面就系佢嘅临别讲话。
And here, these are the words before he will be leaving.
有好多好重要嘅吩咐喺入面。
And there are many important instructions that are in these chapters.
最重要嘅就系呢个十三章同埋后面十五章都有讲到，就系门徒要彼此相爱。
Especially in chapter 13 to 15, the main theme is that the disciples need to love one another.
我哋喺正式去讲之前，我哋先做一个祷告。
Before we go dwell into this passage, let us pray.
天父，我哋嚟到你面前。
Dear Father, as we come before you,
我哋感谢你将你嘅心意显明喺圣经入边。
We thank you for revealing your desires in the Bible.
我哋感谢你借住圣灵去默示俾我哋你嘅话语。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit to interpret your word to us.
我哋今日亦都求你继续用你嘅圣灵去开我哋眼睛。
We also pray that the Spirit today will open our eyes.
赐俾我哋信心，令我哋可以相信你嘅话。
Give us faith so that we can believe in your word.
赐俾我哋一个信服嘅心，亦都可以去遵行你嘅话。
To give us an obedient heart to live out your words.
更加赐俾我哋喜乐，喺我哋好难遵行你嘅话嘅时候，我哋有好大嘅恩典。
Especially during give us joy as we have difficulty living your word out in our lives.
俾到我哋人生嘅盼望就系我哋主耶稣基督。
So that our hope is only upon Jesus Christ.
我哋奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
活着就是基督这个主题非常之大，你看到是现在已经是第十次讲到。
To live is Christ, which is a very big theme, is now been, we've been preaching on it for 10 times already.
我们想简单去将它拆解一下。
We can try to break this down simply a little bit.
我们看下一个 slide。
We will look at the slide.
咁咧，第一个就系基督系我哋嘅中心，即系我哋活喺基督入边。
So the first thing to know is that the Jesus is our center, that we live within Christ.
跟我哋知道基督系我哋嘅元首，我哋君王，我哋喺佢嘅佢喺天上，我哋喺呢度仰望。
And we know that Christ is the head and also the king, and he lives above us.
我们知道我们心里面耶稣基督是我们的至宝，我们为祂而活。
And we know that Jesus is our ultimate treasure and that we live for him.
但是这么多都没讲完，就是今天我们要看，我们要怎样为，我们要怎样去活得像基督。
And, but we can't, what we need to emphasize today is how to live within Christ.
我们跟随基督的时候，我们的目标是什么呢？
So when we say we follow Jesus, what is our goal?
就是像他。
To be like him.
因为我们跟随他， follow 他不是一种很模糊的感觉。It's not a vague.
To follow him is not just a vague emotion.
是一种是真实的，你要付出代价来去跟随他。
It is a real, where we are priced, we have to pay a price to follow him.
圣经里面讲到我们是做耶稣基督的门徒。
So the Bible tells us that we ought to be disciples of Christ.
门徒就是跟随者。
So a disciple is a person who follows.
不是你在社交媒体那里跟随那么简单。
It's not just like what you're like in the media, you are following somebody.
而是你做他的学生，做他的学徒。
That you become a student.
門徒不是只是欣賞耶穌基督。
A disciple does not just admire Jesus,
而是學習他，效法他，要在他的帶領之下我們操練。
That we need to look upon him and imitate him and be disciplined in him.
所以我們不是只是耶穌的粉絲。
So we are not just fans of Jesus.
所以耶穌說如果你說是經常說主啊主啊，你不一定是真正的門徒。
So even if you say, oh Lord, Lord, you are not really, you could not be really a disciple.
真正跟隨他的人一定會去學習他的樣式。
A person who follows or is a real disciple learn of Jesus' character.
但你小心不要經常用模仿這個字。
So be careful not to use the words.
Just to imitate.
Imitate.Use the word imitate.
这个字是对的。
The word is proper.
但我们不可以，不可能模仿耶稣全部的东
西。Because but in reality, we cannot imitate everything of Jesus.
我们没办法模仿耶稣的外貌。
We cannot imitate Jesus' appearance.
我们没见过他是什么样。
We don't know what he looks like.
我们只知道圣经说他无佳形美容。
We know that he is not of any distinguished features.
即是俗称，即是不是靓仔。
In other words, he was not good looking.
所以我们不是学他的外貌。
So we don't imitate his appearance.
学多了可能太太不喜欢。
If we learn too much, maybe our wives will not be happy.
而且耶稣他是有完全的神性和完全的人性。
And we know that Jesus has the whole persons of perfection of being of deity.
他是完全无罪。
He is completely without sin.
我们都不可能模仿他一切的，譬如他行神迹。
We cannot imitate like the miracles that he performs.
他医治。
His healing.
赶鬼。
His exorcism.
甚至他的教导是充满权柄，跟这个讲道是不一样的。
And even his teaching is filled with authority. We cannot imitate that.
所以跟随他最重要一点就是我们看他教什么。
So more importantly, we need to focus what is he teaching?
他教我们彼此相爱，如同他爱我们一样。
He is teaching us to love others as he has loved us.
那你下一篇讲到，我们要怎样去学习耶稣舍己的爱。
And here we need to learn how to love in a self-giving way of Jesus.
咁喺約翰福音十三章，我哋讀咗成篇，我哋係集中喺三十四節。
So we have read most of the passage of John chapter 13. We will now focus on verse 34.
呢度講我賜給你們一條新命令，乃是要你們彼此相愛。我怎樣愛你們，你們也要怎樣相愛。
Here Jesus says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another."
呢度一講彼此相愛係一條新命令。
Here it tells us that to love one another is a new command.
但唔好誤會，因為彼此相愛舊約入邊都有。
So don't misunderstand that, oh, to love another, even in the Old Testament.
所以如果淨係彼此相愛，唔係新嘅。
So to love one another is not new.
咁新嘅嘢喺邊度？
So where is the newness?
就係佢話彼此相愛，我怎樣愛你們。
So here, the more importantly is love one another as, just as I have loved you.
我哋要好似耶稣咁样去爱我哋，去爱第
We ought to love others the way that Christ loved us.
有好多人误会咗话原来呢度神俾我哋嘅标准高咗。
And here, some people may misinterpret and say, well, God has raised the standard.
其实神嘅标准冇变过。
Because God's standard has never changed.
因为爱本身一定要舍己嘅。
Because love always includes sacrifice.
但系门徒会睇到一个新嘅角度。
But the disciples will now see it in a different perspective.
耶稣会亲自表现出嚟点样去爱。
Jesus will demonstrate what it means to love one another.
所以这个新命令的时间点很重要。
So the point that when this commandment, new commandment was given is very important.
就是在最后晚餐犹大出了去之后耶稣说。
It was spoken at the last supper when Judas has left them.
犹大离开之后耶稣就说父要荣耀耶稣了。
And when Judas left, Jesus says that God will glorify Jesus.
即是犹大出去之后，耶稣已经准备好要去钉十字架。
That is after Judas left, Jesus was prepared to be nailed on the cross.
这个荣耀就是讲到耶稣钉十字架，包括之后复活。
This glory is that it reminds us that Jesus will be nailed on the cross and on third day he will resurrect.
门徒听的时候他不明白，但是之后耶稣复活之后他们就明
白。The disciples, when they heard this, they did not understand until after the resurrection of Christ.
我们就明白到耶稣所说我们彼此相爱这种爱。
So we are to understand what kind of love that Christ is talking about. It is to love as Christ loved.
就是耶稣在十字架上面所彰显出来。
It is demonstrated on the cross by Jesus.
爱是要承受代价。
Love needs sacrifice.
有很大的悲痛，有很大的苦难。
There is great hurt and there's great suffering.
而且不是为自己承受，是而为你所爱的人承受。
It is not to bear for yourself, but to bear it for others.
这个是耶稣命令我们每一个人。
This is what Jesus has commanded each one of us.
而且35节告诉我们，这种舍己的爱。
And then especially on verse 35, it reminds us this sacrificial love
是他打个记号在基督徒身上。
And this is a symbol that he has impressed on the believers.
令到所有的人可以认得，这个就是跟随耶稣的人。
So that the people can identify this person is a person who follows Christ.
我可以说我是基督徒。
I can say that I'm a Christian.
但要有这种爱，人家才会看到你是基督徒。
It is with this love that others can see that you are a disciple of Christ. So even though when there are things that happen within the church, there are many things that need to be done. How do we design the church? We worship and music. We have theology, we have Bible studies. These are all very important. But how can people really identify you as a follower, as a disciple, is your love. It's not a love that you can produce, it is a love that is given by God. So if we look into ourselves, do we really have this ability?
我们承认到我们自己 係做唔到。
We acknowledge that we by ourselves we can't do it.
如果我哋好誠實咁樣睇呢一條新嘅命令
，If we are honestly looking at this new command，
我哋一睇佢命令我哋，我哋知道原來係我哋軟弱。
And when we look at this command， we realize that we are weak。
我哋唔使睇好遠啦，我哋點樣愛一個好遠嘅地方一個細路仔。
And we don't have to look very far. We can just look at how much we love a child that is far away from us.
我睇翻自己嘅家庭入邊。
We look into our families.
我哋發現好似關係越近嘅時候就越難。
And sometimes we feel that the closer the relationship, the harder it is to love.
甚至有個人同我講話，好似愛神容易啲啊。
And some person told me once that it is easier to love God than to love others.
為什麼? 因為人都有罪。
And because man is sinful.
神這麼聖潔偉大，當然愛他了。
If God is so holy and great, it's easy to love him.
人太過複雜。
Man is too complicated.
愛不到。
It's hard to love.
好像開玩笑一樣。
Just such like a joke.
但我們知道為什麼他說愛神。容易過愛人。
And I understand why he says that it's easier to love God than to love man.
每個人都有罪。
Because every one of us are full of sin. 但
是調翻轉神命令我哋去愛人。
But as we turn back, we see that God commands us to love.
所以其實我哋真係愛神嗎？
Do we really love God?
愛神係包括要愛人。
To love God includes loving others.
譬如馬太福音25章。
And just like in Matthew 25, it tells us,
主告诉我听，你照顾去爱嗰一个最软弱嘅弟兄姊妹。
And Jesus tells us, if you love the very least or the weakest of these,
要照顾嗰一位俾人忽略嘅弟兄姊妹。
You are taking care of a person who is being forgotten.
你就系爱主，你就系做喺我身上。
You are loving God. You are doing that to me.
又例如约翰福音嘅第十四章。
And again, in John chapter 14,
他說愛主的人一定會遵行他的命令。
He says, those who love Jesus will follow his command.
即如果你不愛人就一定沒有那麼愛神。
If you can't even love others, then do you really love God?
那我們會覺得自己很有愛心嗎？
And sometimes we feel that, oh, I'm very loving.
我問的時候你可能不會啦。有問的時候你覺得自己沒什麼愛心。
And when I ask you, then you would feel that, oh, I don't have too much love.
但我們要看清楚一點，到底人的心是怎樣。
We need to look clearly into the hearts of each of mankind.
那這段經文除了耶穌之外，我們看到他門徒的一些表現。
And here we see in the scripture some of the reactions of the disciples.
有猶大，有彼得。
There is Judah and there is Peter.
猶大的愛是怎樣？
What is the love of Judah?
他是虛假的愛。
Judah's love is fake.
猶大跟隨耶穌，他是想著耶穌會做某一種的政治領袖。
And here, Judas followed Jesus because he thought he would be a leader. He would be a leader in politics.
猶大好像很愛耶穌。
Judas pretended to love Jesus.
但是直到他覺得無利可圖的時候。
ButWhen there's no escape of what he needs to do,
when he feels that there's no benefit,
when they feel that there's no benefit,
就停咗咯。
He stopped.
呢一種愛係虛假。
This type of love is fake.
就係將猶大拎去滅亡嘅地方。
It this brought Judas to death.
咁我哋當然唔希望自己係一種虛假嘅愛。
We of course don't want ourselves to be fake.
但係我哋知道猶大佢。
But we know that Judas was fake in this way. Because he loved money more than he loved Jesus. It seemed to be contradicting one another. Are there contradictions in our hearts? And then there's another kind of love that we can see in Peter. He has a weak love.
Peter 好像很熱心。
And Peter seemed to be very fervent.
他是精力旺盛的使徒。
He is a very energetic.
他也很有理解能力。
And he has very good reasoning.
耶稣讲这一段的讲话其实很难明白。
And when what Jesus spoke, it was very difficult to understand.
但是彼得明白。
But Peter understood.
他转数快。
He was very sharp.
And
response was really fast. And he told Jesus immediately, I know that you are to sacrifice yourself for others. I will be willing to sacrifice for you. Jesus sacrificed for us. But Peter thought that I can do that for you. It's better because you don't have to go to the cross. Just let me go. But Jesus poured cold water on it. And Jesus told them, you will deny me three times. So superficially, Peter was very strong. His love was not fake, but he depended on his own ability. He didn't rely on the Holy Spirit. So during challenges, he would fail. Are we not like Peter? In reality, we are very much like Peter. We will always definitely say, yes, I love God. I love one another. But there's pressure in life. I'm tired. I'm being challenged. My faith is being challenged. I will step back. And here, as we look at all disciples, what were their reactions? They're always together. They will eat together and they will talk together. They will serve together. But they don't really know how to love one another. They will discuss who will be the greatest with Jesus. So even though we are together, there can be selfishness among them. And if we have these flaws within our hearts, when we have selfishness in our hearts, we need to repent. Of course, we need Jesus to correct and cleanse us. And, but we can use this opportunity to really think about what love really is. And here there are three reflections. So first thing is love just like? Love is not like the word like. Then Judas at one time, he really liked Jesus. Because Jesus gave what he loved. But if love is like, we don't need to change the Bible. We can try. Maybe we can like one another. It's impossible. If you go in a room that there were five people, maybe you won't like any of them. We thank God he didn't ask us to like everyone. Because love is greater than like. You can love someone that you don't like. If you were to like them first, then God will not be able to love us. Jesus loved us even while we were a sinner. He does not like you as a sinner, therefore he will save you. In John chapter 13, it says, God so loved the world. Chapter
3,
verse
16.
And God said he didn't really like the world. So therefore, love is greater than like. God loves those he did not like. So therefore, he started use the Holy Spirit to change us to something that he starts to like. So another reflection of love, is it love intimacy? Love does not mean intimacy. Jesus and the disciples were together about 3 years.
多个夫妻倾嘅偈。
The time that they speak may be more than husband and wife speak to each other.
門徒之間咁親密，但係都未彼此相愛。
Even though they were that close, within themselves, but there was not possibly love between them.
但係愛係大過親密嘅。
But love is greater than intimacy.
愛唔係靠呢一種親密嘅感覺。
So love does not depend on this emotion.
愛係要付代價，要犧牲。
Love requires sacrifice.
耶穌話：我而家要去嘅地方，你哋去唔到。
And Jesus says, I will go to a place now where you cannot come.
佢哋暫時要分別。
We have to be separated temporarily.
但係佢哋咁樣嘅離別唔代表耶穌嘅愛少咗。
This separation does not mean that the love for Christ for them is less.
今日都一樣，耶穌喺天上面。
Today is the same. Jesus is in heaven.
當我哋禱告或者我哋靈修嘅時候，我哋覺得耶穌同我哋好近而家。
And when we pray and when we have devotions, we feel that I'm very close with Jesus.
但係實際就係耶穌喺天上，我哋喺呢度，我哋仲未見到佢。
But in reality, Jesus is heaven and we are here. We have not seen him.
但佢嘅愛冇少到。
But his love did not diminish.
佢將聖靈賜俾佢嘅門徒。
He gave the Holy Spirit to his disciples.
所以愛係大過親密。
So therefore, love is greater than intimacy.
亦都我哋知道愛唔等於親密，但係有一日我哋會見到耶穌。
We know that love does not equal to intimacy, but one day we will see Jesus.
當我哋同一個所愛嘅人分別嘅時候，我哋希望有一日我哋會見翻佢。
And when one is separated from each other, we look forward to the day where we are reunited.
愛係會追求呢一種親密。
Love will pursue.This type of intimacy.
所以我哋當我哋有小組聚會嘅時候，一定好過你去Zoom.
So obviously, when we have a cell group gathering in person, it's much better than in Zoom.
我哋好難喺 Zoom 入邊彼此相愛。
It's very hard to love one another in Zoom.
我哋都係每一日喺心入邊去呼喊，話主耶穌，求你快來。
And every one of us cries out to Lord Jesus, when are you coming? Come soon.
第三个反思就是爱是不是只可以爱一些跟我们相似的人呢？
Now, the third reflection of love is love based on similarity?
没错，如果是一种普通的爱，它是爱一种相似的人。
Yes, if we were to love in similarity, then it is easy to love that.Person,
这个是神的公义的要求。
This is a holy requirement of God.
你在家庭里面当然你要爱同样是我们父亲母亲所生的弟兄姊妹。
So therefore within the family, you would love the individual of the family because we are similar, we are from one another.
就算在旧约里面神的要求都是这样。
Even within the Old Testament, the requirement from God is similar.
在利未记十九章。
Leviticus,
chapter 19,
God requires the Israelites,
你要爱那些寄居在你的地方的人。
You need to love those who are living with you.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为旧时你都在埃及，你都在寄居那里。
Because you were once living in Egypt, you were a sojourner.
你同他们相似的。
You are similar to them.
所以你要爱他们。
So you have to love them.
我们都是一样。
We are the same.
如果我们以前很穷，现在没那么穷。
If before it was we were very poor in the past and now we're not as poor.
那请你去爱那些穷人。
So we are asked to love those who are poor.
但这些是普通的爱。
This is a casual love.
但是神在这里讲要我们彼此相爱，不是这种。
So the love that God is talking about, that love one another, is not this type.
是一种超凡的爱，它可以超越差异。
And it's a love that is really abnormal.
它不是基于神的公义。
It is not based on the justification of God.
它是基于神的怜悯。
It is based on the mercy of God.
神的怜悯它可以去容忍我们。
And through God's mercy, He can accept us.
去接纳，去改变我们。
He can accept us and change us.
他令我们可以重新做人。
So that we can be a new person.
这个就是基督的爱。
This is the love of Christ.
去爱一些他不爱的人。
To love the people that he cannot, he doesn't like.
去爱一些他不喜欢的人。
To love the people, the love others he does not like.
去另一些破碎的生命可以恢复。
So he allows that a broken life can be restored.
去另一些迷失的羊可以翻返。
He allows the lost sheep to be found.
我们知道我们自己心里的爱，就算我们说自己有啊。
And we know that in our hearts, the love that we say, oh, we have it.
但都有很多问题。
But there are still many problems with it. In reality, we are not that loving. So what is the antidote? It is the new commandment of Christ. When we read this new command, we see the whole story. We understand, but we cannot accomplish it. And here, Jesus tells us not only a command, he also revealed his glory. Every time he gives a command, he reveals his glory. These two things are inseparable. Remember in the Old Testament in Mount Sinai, when God gave the Ten Commandments,
发生了什么呢?
What happened?
神的荣耀的光,
the glory of God's light.
有火焰,
there was fire.
有雷光, 有地震,
there was thunder. There was earthquakes.
百姓看到就,
and the people who saw and heard, they were in fear.
那百姓有什么结果呢?
So what happened to the people?
他们说神说什么,
he says that, oh, whatever God says, I will be obedient.
这种信服是怎样的呢?
What kind of obedience is that?
我想他们一定心里很害怕。
Because I believe they were really fearful. Because if I don't listen to this type of God, he will kill me. So therefore, God, whenever he gives a command, he will reveal his glory. In the New Testament, it's the same.
耶稣将他的新命令给我们。
Jesus gives us a new command.
他第二天去哪里?
Where did he go the next day? He went to the cross. And on the cross, he revealed his glory. And the glory that God Christ revealed on the cross is mercy.
It's a glorious grace.
It's grace. He will change our hearts. He will attract us to his table of a feast. Because what Christ did on the cross, it became a propitiation. So that we can have a relationship with God. When we can have a relationship with God, even though we are not perfect. But we can continue to learn how to love a sacrificially. In Romans chapter 3, Romans tells us, chapter 3, 13. What is that kind of love one another means?
保罗说我们的彼此相爱要常以为亏欠。 To love each other is to owe one not anything but accept to love one another. 那我意思就是说我们永远不会很完美地去爱人。
And that is to say that we will not love another perfectly.
我们不断觉得如果爱他我是欠了他一样。
So if we are to love them, we will act as if we owe them.
所以当耶稣给我们这个
So when Jesus gives us this new command, we need to go back to the night that Christ was nailed on the cross. It is so to love one another, it was during that time where he gave the command. It is like the ones we love, even though they are to depart, we will remember what they said. So when we understand the words love one another, we remember, oh, Jesus said that. And we remember he spoke these before the cross.
十字架会显出神的荣耀。
The crucifixion, the cross, reveals Christ's glory.
可能我睇惯咗呢个十字架。
And perhaps you will, the cross is too familiar to you.
但其实十字架是没有荣耀的，在人看来是没有荣耀的。
And when we look at the cross, it's not glorifying.
但耶稣在这里讲了很多很多关于荣耀这个字经常出现。
And here Jesus spoke many things of glory, the word glory repeated many times.
例如13章31节，他说人子是会得荣耀。
And as he said that in
chapter 13,
he says that
the Son of Man is being glorified.
The Son of Man is being glorified.
父亦都会在人子身上得荣耀。
And God will be glorified through Christ.
他究竟讲的是什么呢？
And what is he saying?
第一，基督他在十架上面会得荣耀。
And firstly, that Christ will be glorified upon the cross.
人子是讲耶稣基督。
And when we said that the Son of Man is Jesus Christ.
特别他在完全的人性身上。
And especially in his human characteristics.
怎样在十字架上面有荣耀呢？
How can he be glorified on the cross?
耶稣基督是因为他对神的完全信服。
It is that because Jesus was totally obedient to the Father.
所以他得荣耀。
So therefore he received glory.
我看到腓立比书第二章八节的时候。
And we will look at Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.
说耶稣他全心信服以至于死。
And here it tells us that Jesus was totally obedient even unto death.
死在十字架上的时候，神就将他升为。
And because he died on the cross, God lifted him up to the highest.
这就是耶稣他对神，他作为一个人性的时候，他对神的完全顺服。
And here is an example as a human that Jesus was totally obedient to God.
除了对神之外，耶稣也都对人有一个极大的爱心。
And not only did he show obedience to God, but here he showed the love for mankind.
这种爱心也都令他在十字架上面得荣耀。
And this love also gives Christ the glory.
他看到罗马书第五章。
And when we look at Romans chapter 5,
第七至八节。
Verse 7 to 8.
他讲到耶稣他为这不是讲耶稣，他说任何人如果为义人死。
And here it does not talk about Jesus, but it says that if anyone is to die for another,
很少有的。
That happens very seldom.
为人死可能都有人做。
And to die for one person, someone might do it.
但是只有耶稣基督在我们还犯罪的时候为我们死。
And it is only Jesus who died for us while we were yet sinners.
神的爱就在这里显明。
Here it reveals the love of God.
所以耶稣在十字架上的荣耀。
So therefore the glory of Christ on the cross.
就是这两样，就是对神，对他父神的完全信服，和对人的极大的爱。
And here it shows us the complete obedience of Christ to God and the love that Christ has for mankind.
那因为他这样做，耶稣基督他说父神也都在人子身上得荣耀。
And because Christ did this, God says,His glory is also revealed. My glory is also revealed in my Son.
父神的荣耀我们经常都会听到的。
The glory of God, we hear this all the time.
就是这个十字架上面，神的公义，神的怜悯就会在这里相遇。
And here we see the justification, the justice of God and the mercy of God merge.
十字架上面显出神的完全公义。
And the cross will reveal the total justice of God.
因为罪的公价就是死。
Because the result of a sin is death.
罪人是会受永远的惩罚。
Sinners are to be punished eternally.
但是神也在十字架上面显出他完全的怜悯。
But the cross also revealed the complete mercy of God.
就是耶稣他代替罪人去受罚。
It is Jesus who took our place and took upon our punishment.
神亦都喺佢十字架上面显出佢嘅能力。
And also God revealed His ability on the cross.
就系佢以善胜恶。
That He through holiness He overcome evil.
十字架系最邪恶嘅一件事情。
The cross represents the most vile and evil thing.
就系完全冇罪、完全冇瑕疵嘅主耶稣。
That is it revealed the totally sinless and blemishless Christ.
但是被人好像罪犯一样去钉死。
But he was punished just like a prisoner.
这个最邪恶的事，神会将它转变为好的事。
This evil circumstance was changed into good by God.
如果没有这件事发生，我们是没有救恩。
If this thing did not take place, then we have no salvation.
所以每当我们听到这个新命令要我们彼此相爱的时
候， So every time when we hear the new command, love one another,
我们就看到十字架。
We should see the cross.
这个是荣耀的印记。
This is a symbol of glory.
而且这个印记会印在我们身上。
And this symbol is now impressed in our hearts.
就是我们领受这个生命力的时候，给到我们，给人认出来我们是基督徒。
When we take upon this new life, it should be seen by others to show that you are a Christian.
基督徒或者教会它最大的特点，
A Christian or the church, the most a special mark of a Christian.
不是我们用什么的符号或者口号。
It's not what we say or what we symbolize.
而是我们的彼此相爱。
It is the action that comes through our loving one another.
我们做到所有最好的事，但是如果没有了爱，
If we do everything well, but when we lack love,
就好像保罗说我们所有东西都是没有意义。
It's just that Paul tells us all these are meaningless.
但如果有这个爱，
But if we have this love,
我们传福音的时候，我们自己就是见证。
When we share the gospel, we are sharing our own testimony.
因为神改变了我们。
Because God has changed us.
那我们作为信徒，怎样去日常生活里面去荣耀神？
So as disciples of Christ, how are we to show that we are his followers?
我怎样去爱一个人？
How we love a person.
就是你看着一个人，我想爱他的时候。
And when you see a person that you want to love,
你不要只是想着这个人。
Don't just think about that person.
或者只是想着你自己。
Or about yourself.
你要想着这个是神给我的新的命令。
And you need to think that this is a new command from God.
这个是神钉十字架的时候给我。
And this is a command Christ gave before the cross.
他已经爱我。
He already loves me.
他都爱我前面这一位。
He loves the person in front of you.
所以我都爱他。
Therefore, I love him too.
所以我们彼此相爱要好像基督的爱这样去爱。
To love, therefore, we ought to love one another just as Christ loved us.
那我想怎样去做一个结论呢？
So how do we conclude this?
那我看到这个十字架。
As we look at the cross,
我们通常说爱是怎样的形状呢？
And how do we really describe love?
What's the shape of love?
What is the shape of love?
有些人会画一个爱心。
And some will draw a heart, a shape of a heart.
我不知道如果将它换了一个心形，你怎么想？
And if you change the shape of a heart,
但圣经里面这个爱不是心形。
But the Bible's love is not the heart.
而是十字架的形状。
It is the shape of the cross.
这个新命令耶稣不是只是给一些很属灵的信徒。
This new command is not given to those who are mature Christians,
是给每一位相信他的人。
But it's given to everyone who believes in him.
我们不是为了有什么回报，而是为了彰显耶稣基督荣耀。
We are not seeking reward, but to reveal the love of Christ.
所以我知道有些教会他会常说耶稣爱你。
And I know that a lot of churches will say that, oh, Jesus loves you.
没说错。
That's true.
耶稣不是只是爱你，
Jesus not only loves you,
他亦都透过每一位信徒去将他爱表现出来。
He also reveals his love to every believer.
所以我们明明白耶稣他舍己的爱是怎样。
Do we understand what sacrificial love is that Christ has?
耶稣他本人是不需要罪得赦免。
And because Jesus in reality does not need to be forgiven of sin,
是我们需要。
We need it.
耶稣本人不需要钉十字架。
Jesus didn't need to be nailed on the cross.
是为了我们的益处。
It was for our benefits.
当我们每一次领圣餐，我们饮这个葡萄汁的时候，
Every time when we take the Lord's Supper and we drink the juice,
我们明白这个意思。
Do we understand that? What it means?
就是这个新约是耶稣基督用他的血所建立。
It is the new command is given by Jesus through his blood.
当我们去领受的时候，
So when we partake of it,
我们就是这个记号，就是耶稣的血 都喺我哋身上。
That it symbolizes that the blood of Christ is also upon me.
佢舍身流血咁样去爱我哋。
He sacrificed himself by bleeding on the cross.
我哋亦都会用一种舍己嘅爱去爱人哋。
We would use the sacrificial love to love others.
我哋有冇预备好点样去爱呢？
Are you prepared to love others?
爱嘅关键唔系沟通嘅技巧。
So love is not just a good communication.
不是一种提高你的忍耐力。
It's not to raise your patience.
不是学习爱的五种语言。
Or to understand the five languages of love.
而是顺服我们的父神。
But to be obedient to our God.
我们愿不愿意去顺服主耶稣基督，就好像耶稣去顺服他的父神一样。
Will we be willing to obey Christ as Christ obeyed God?
想一下，如果你有一位你最不愿意去爱的弟兄姊妹。
And think about the brothers that a person that you really don't want to love.
但耶稣爱他，他为他而死，你愿不愿意爱他？
But Jesus died for him. Will you love him?
你想一个弟兄姊妹你认识，但你知道他没什么人关心。
And there's a brother or sister that you know Jesus loved them, but no one cares for them.
但耶稣关心他，他为他而死。
But Christ cared for them and died for them.
你愿不愿意爱他？
Are you willing to love them?
耶稣钉十字架的时候，他不是只是为了赦免我们的罪。
Jesus, when he died on the cross, was not just to forgive of our sins,
而是为了将父神的爱给到我们。
But to give us the love of God.
圣约堂预备好未？
Is Covenant Church ready?
哥林多前书喺保罗喺十三章嗰度讲。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul says,
爱就系不求自己嘅益处。
That the love does not insist on its own way.
即系我哋要去为到人哋嘅好处。
That means we need to consider the benefits of others.
喺十二月圣诞节要嚟。
In the month of December, the season of Christmas.
好多人嚟到教会，佢可能第一次嚟。
Some people may come for the first time to church.
你想用啲乜嘢去俾到佢哋第一个印象？
What is the first impression you want to give them?
希望佢哋喺我哋身上睇到基督佢舍己嘅爱。
Hopefully they can see the love of Christ in us.
佢睇到嘅嘢多过其他嘢有几靓，或者我哋嘢食有几好食。
To see the love of Christ in us more than how much good food that we have.
我哋用一首诗歌来表现我们怎样去跟随基督。
We will sing this hymn as we respond to how we are to follow Christ.
学习他对父神的信服。
To learn of his obedience to God the Father.
也都学习我们彼此相爱。
To love, to also to learn how to love one another.
愿主得荣耀。
May glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.